classes. In a Vaughn English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life, and the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughn will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid en el 911335831.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio, where we've been for the past, I can't believe it, every time I say it, I have to take a pause, 13 seasons. We are in our 13th season, and that is thanks to you guys, our students. So thank you so much for that. And Vaughan Radio itself has been around longer than that. So thank you. And even before Vaughan Radio, there was Grupo Vaughan, the company. Well, Vaughan Systems, it wasn't called Grupo Vaughan. So a lot of people tell me, oh, yeah, Vaughan, he's been around for about 15, 20 years or so. I said, nope, 40. The thing is, nobody knew who he was. He didn't become El Vaughan until he got on the radio. And then, of course, that led to, eso llevó a, that led to television and so many other opportunities. As you guys know, one of the great things about my job, working here at, on Vaughan Radio is I have met so many amazing people. I've had so many great, ventures. It's a good way to say projects, And there's so much ahead. As many of you know, we've been collaborating with Amazon Audible, you say, or Audible, but it's Audible, Amazon Audible. And in case you guys don't know, I know I mentioned it when it came out, but my colleague, friend, partner, Damian Moya have put out a podcast, and it is This Show is the Milk, and it's available exclusively on Amazon Audible. So if you guys are Amazon Prime subscribers, from what I understand, you can get it for 3 months for free. So a 3 month free trial if you're an Amazon member. And that's great because many of you are, I imagine. And remember, This Show is the Milk is just one of the many programs that you'll find there, such as you also have stuff with Mario Vaquerizo, Elsa Punset. I mean, when we had the photo shoot, it was incredible, the talent that was there. So that's all available on Audible. And as I said, give it a listen. If you guys have my books and Damian's books, This Book is the Milk and This Book is the Remilk, then the good news is you will know this material. But the good news is, consider it like audio to the book, to the books, I should say. But also it goes a lot further. So if you have the books, you're going to get like all the pronunciation and we're going to look at all the lessons and stuff. But of course, since we're there in the moment and we're kind of winging it, well, a lot of other interesting vocabulary words come out and a lot of new things. So it's a fresh take on our idea of learning English wherever you go, whether it's watching TV, looking at your phone, or just at the grocery store, el supermercado, the grocery store. So guys, no wrong place to learn English. And that's the whole idea behind my first book, English Everywhere. So believe me, guys, I practice what I preach. If I tell you something, I really believe that. I believe you should learn English everywhere. That's my first book. I think English should be about curiosity, and learning in general should not be a chore, una obligación. It should be about curiosity and wonder and discovery. And that's what This Book is the Milk and This Book is the Remilk is about. And lastly, I freaking love traveling. I mean, I love to get on a, I love planes. I love traveling. I mean, I know some people who don't. I was going to say, who doesn't love traveling? But there are some people who get anxiety and stuff like that when they travel. But me, I love traveling. I have itchy feet, as we say, especially I'm sure many of you do now because we've been cooped up in our homes, in our states, in our cities, because of the current situation. The way I've avoided saying the word, the number one word that you see everywhere, you know the word I'm talking about. We're not going to mention it. You don't have to mention it, please. The unmentionable word. So since I love travel so much, I wrote my fourth book, and for now my final book, although I have a few offers, my fourth and final book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo, where I take you to 30 English-speaking cities, and we learn English as we discover amazing things about these fascinating places that hopefully you'll visit one day if you haven't already. So guys, it's about discovery. Those are my four books, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are hundreds and hundreds of materials at our Vaughan Tienda, which is our online bookstore, vaughantienda.com. You can find everything you need over there. As we say in English, it's your one-stop shop. O sea, es tu tienda de una parada para todo inglés. It's your one-stop shop for all things English. All right, guys. Also, as I always tell you too, you have, our online course. It's available. We also have video conference classes right now, private classes and group classes. In fact, right now, they were telling me that, the classes are filling up. So if you're thinking about signing up, toma, double phrasal verbs, classes are filling up, se están llenando. So if you're thinking about signing up, well, you might want to give it a little, you might want to step on it, pisarlo un poco, because, I'm talking about our Curso de Inglés Trimestral, which is one of our most popular courses. You'll have anywhere from 4 to 6 students per group, which is great. We never go over 6 in general, in a Vaughan class. I think it's one of our most, successful courses as well, where our students come out of there, they're not maybe experts in English, but that's the master's. That's a different course, you know, but they feel confident. They feel comfortable. They feel like they can do it. And I think that goes a long way. Eso da para muchísimo. So, contact us guys about our trimestrales. Remember, you can call us. You can drop us a line via our website. I see right here, we've got a form, un formulario. You can fill it out, rellenarlo, and, or send us a message on social media and tell us what you're interested in. Even if it's just getting a free level test, una prueba de nivel gratis. Who doesn't want a free level test? Have you guys done it? Did you take advantage of that? I mean, do it. If you haven't, contact us, get your free level test, and find out where you stand with your English. All right, guys. Well, we've got so much to do on today's show. I'm excited. I see so many of our amigos who are tuned in on Instagram right now. So hello, Instagrammers. I see all your love. I'm feeling it. Siento vuestro cariño. Thank you so much for your excitement and your eagerness to learn English. We're going to have some fun today on our exciting English journey. And just for those of you who are listening via podcast or you are listening via the Vaughan Radio app, just a little reminder, we're over on Vaughan's Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughan, and we'll be expecting you. Ahí te estamos esperando. All your classmates are wonderful people, so you can interact with them throughout the show in real time. Now, if you cannot watch it on Instagram or participate in real time, this should not be a hindrance. Write that word down. A hindrance. HINDERANCE. A hindrance is something that hinders you. Obstáculo. Obstaculizar. It's a difficult one for me. So to hinder, HINDER, and hindrance. Pierde la E. Te lo acabo de decir con la E, pero Ahora que lo veo, lo pierde. So, the verb is to hinder, H-I-N-D-E-R. If something hinders your progress, dificulta, right? Entorpece, great word, okay? And the noun, as I'm always telling you, play with words, hindrance. Sorry, Javi Lopez, my bad. I thought there was an E, but it's hindrance. So I guess that E was kind of lost somewhere over there. So Debbie says, wow, in German it's Hindernis. See, guys, it's all connected. This world is a, well, in some way, not all. It's not all connected, but we can always connect with each other on some level. And speaking of, we need to connect with Mission Control because we need permission to lift off. So, guys, they're telling me that you need to fasten your seatbelts, abrochad esos cinturones, because it's time for liftoff.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, liftoff.
Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show with no name. On Vaughn Radio. On Vaughn Radio. It's a show.
That's right, my amigos. It's blast off or lift off here on the show with no name. And now we are officially airborne, a word we looked at yesterday, born, llevado en el aire, right? A born. Not to be confused with the born identity and Matt Damon. I told you I can't say his name right. Ever, no matter how hard I try. Well, guys, I just thought about that too. I told you about all the different things we've got, our tienda, our social media, but also remember you've got tons of great content available on Vaughn Radio. So make sure you download the app and you'll be able to listen to it anywhere you go. We've got Richard Vaughn every morning, kicking off the day, arrancando el día, kicking off the day, followed by the master, Fitz, who's just a wonderful dude, so knowledgeable. He knows so much about so much, just like Richard, and just like Tosh, and just like Kyle. And you know what? They're all very, I think, intellectual, smart people, but I also think they're good people, and I think they're even better teachers. Well, no, they're amazing people and they are fantastic teachers. See, that's about the same level. Amazing and fantastic, but call it what you will. Don't miss them because they're here every day on the airwaves, on social media, teaching you guys English here from 6:30 in the morning until Kyle wraps up to wrap up is acabar. So Richard kicks off the day and Kyle wraps it up. And in between, you've got Fitz, you've got myself, and you've also got Tosh Pasqua with Back to Basics. So really great, different outlooks, I would say, perspectivas, not just on language learning, but on life. So you'll get, you know, different knowledge, different ideas, different viewpoints, as well as different accents and things like that. So, guys, and remember, most of the programs except Richard Vaughn, yeah, I'm going to teach you the idiomatic expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now, this doesn't mean that you're old, but it does mean that once you're set in your ways, to be set in your ways means you have your habits and you're not changing them. I am set in my ways. Don't try and change me. And usually, the older you get, the more set you are in your ways. So the expression is, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So don't try and get don't try and get social media on Richard. No, el inverso. Don't try and get Richard on social media It's a lost cause. We've all tried. We've bent over backwards. You say hacer el pino puente. ¿Qué te crees? ¿Que sois los únicos creativos? We say to bend over backwards, trying to get him to do it, and nothing. All to no avail. Sin éxito. All to no avail. I hope you guys are writing down all these idiomatic expressions and collocations that we're looking at. If you don't have a notebook, well, then you have a really good memory. All right, well, guys, we need to review. The importance of reviewing and repetition in language learning is evident. So that's why we have a little section we call Pop Quiz. That's right, folks. It is the Pop Quiz here, Examen Sorpresa. And this is just to make sure you guys are following me on social media. You're following Vaughn. You're following my colleagues and you're getting this stuff down. Okay. Because we, you know, in a typical show, as I said here, I don't know. I never count, but let's put it this way. I'll give you just an idea. In my weekly podcast, if you haven't subscribed, do it right now. Don't wait. FYI, For Your English, a topic-based show that comes out every week. In one episode, one 40-minute, including the bonus stuff, 45 minutes, let's say 45-minute episode, usually we look at about 350 different vocabulary words and expressions. So I don't know how many we look at here in a two-hour show, but I just know that unless you have a great memory, it's good to write things down. And it also helps us to remember it too, just going through that process of writing it down and jotting it down. This is why, you know, I want you guys to not just listen to the show. I want you to interact with it. And the good news is it doesn't matter when you listen to the show. You can listen to it in the future, in 2080, 2080, and you can still play along. Why not? English is still going to be English. Maybe people won't get the pop culture references or the famous birthdays. They'll say, Bob Dylan, who's that? No, I hope that never happens. I really hope that never happens. All right. Well, guys, today's pop quiz was something I posted the other day with prepositions. And, well, before you guys jump the gun and answer, I took a picture of my home studio, mi estudio en casa, that I built, basically I gave you a preposition here. And I put a blank and I said, I'm blank the studio. And I said, on, in, or beneath. Now, the correct answer was, Mr. Navarro. The correct answer was B. I'm in the studio. Okay. We say in with the studio. It wasn't on because on is encima de, and that's just weird, right? And the third option was beneath, right? Beneath, which is a synonym for below, right? Below or beneath, right? So my question now, because we're going to go a step further. We already know it's I'm in the studio, not on or beneath the studio, because that's just weird. There's another option. What other, I want the full sentence. I'm the studio. What other prepositions could work in that structure? That's today's pop quiz. I see nobody jumped the gun today. Good. I like that you're paying attention. That's good, guys. It's good that you are, you know, ready to go. You're eager. Okay. Anna Churches. Hello, Anna Churches. She says, I'm at the studio. Anna Churches, I am sorry, but that is totally correct. I scared you. I see some people writing one word answers. Okay, cool. Just do whatever you want and I'll just do whatever I want. Let's see. Born to Iron Man says, I'm at the studio. Correct. Debbie says, I'm at the studio. Excellent. Jaime, I'm at the studio. Murdoch, I'm at the studio. Wow. Biblical. Chris says, I'm at the studio. Fran, I'm at the studio. I love you guys who used full sentences. Those of you who didn't, I don't not love you. I don't dislike you, but... Don't make me repeat myself. Come on. Guys, I'm trying to make your job easier as a student. You got to make my job easier as a teacher. I'm just kidding with you, okay? So I'm at the studio. And what would be the difference? Well, I'm in the studio. You would think I'm recording. Musicians go into the studio. They record. Artists, you know, anybody, radio, they go in the studio, right? They work in the studio. They work in a studio. Now, at the studio... would be in the area. So it could be. So if you call me, say, where are you? I would say I'm in the studio. But if there was a building and maybe I was, you know, getting a Coca-Cola, I would say I'm at the studio, which is a more general idea. In fact, a lot of times when we say meet me, quedamos en tal sitio, we wouldn't say in the studio, a no ser que quieres decir directamente en ello, right? So I'm at the studio, you would say, meet me at the studio, mejor que meet me in the studio, right? Leonardo, I'm at the school, estoy aquí, hay un evento o algo, and I'm in school. So, yeah, same thing. I had a student, one of the funniest ones I heard was, I had a student who said, she goes, I go, how was your weekend? And she said, yeah, I was in the opera. I said, you were in the opera? I said, I had no idea you were a singer, Maria. And she says, no, yeah, I was in the opera. I go every week. I'm like, wow, seriously, can you sing something now? She goes, what? I'm like, you said you were in the opera. Oh, you were at the opera this week. Okay. So it's tricky. There's no like rule of thumb, regla en general. You just got to try and understand it. But a lot of times we say meet me en tal sitio porque estamos diciendo en la zona. Usamos el at as a general rule. As I just said, as a rule of thumb, regla de pulgar se dice porque es una regla en general. All right, guys, so we've got a lot to do on the show, so let's keep moving along. Those pesky prepositions. Pesky is that they are annoying. Pesky. Those pesky prepositions. All right, well, you know what? I think it's time for a section where we listen to famous people speaking, and you guys tell me what's being said. It's called Say What? Say What? What? That's right, folks. That's right. It's the Say What soundbite on the show with no name. And here's where you guys have, well, the whole show, I want you to pay attention. But here, especially, I want you guys to pay close attention here because this one's not going to be easy. Okay? I said it. There you go. Hate me. Hate me if you want. Odiame. It's fine. Okay? Let's call it getting even for just using one words. So if let's put it this way. The more you guys use one word answers, the harder the challenges are going to get. Vindictive? maybe I'm a little bit of a Scorpio. Agus Martinez says Ricky Rubio. But that was yesterday's. I think you're in a time warp. Un agujero del tiempo. All right, guys. Well, here it is. Today's Say What soundbite. Now, remember, what do you guys have to do? You have to listen to this sound clip, and you have to write down what you hear. I also want to hear your opinions, your first impressions as well. Okay, so as I said, focus, right? Y si no te sale focus, que tengo muchos alumnos que dicen focus, focus is trincha, no, you know, it's a different thing you're saying there, okay? Si no te sale focus, de concentrate. Porque he oído muchos alumnos decir eso. Ooh, it's funny. They're like, oh, focus, focus, focus all. It almost sounds like with an Irish accent, focus. All right, so forget it. It's very simple. You know how to say foca, right? La foca is a very famous, you know, animal, seal in English. So fo focus. Es como bitter cas, pero menos a focus. Not fuck us. Focus. Or, bueno, el focus, lo que ha hecho Ford es peor que eso, eh. Focus, prefiero fuck us que focus. Pero dilo bien. Focus or concentrate. Okay, so here we go, guys. We're having a good time here. I see that you guys are cracking up, but this is not going to be fun and games. Not this say what. Good luck, guys. Here it is for the first time.
Look at that baby with those cream puffs.
Okay, excuse me, but this baby would have grown up in a crowded orphanage if it wasn't for us cream puffs. And you know what? Now, to all of you who judge, hear this. Love knows no race, creed, or gender. And shame on you, you small-minded, ignorant few. What?
She's got the cream puffs.
Oh.
We would like to pay for everyone's headsets.
All right, there you go, folks. A little bit long, but there are some pauses. I was cracking up when I was preparing it. Don't give me your first impressions yet or your observations because we have to go to a commercial break. But you know what? We'll take a look at them after this quick commercial break, my amigos. So, think it through. I want you to do that during the commercial break. Think of a nice way in a sentence or two that you can sum up what you just heard. And we'll take a look at that and much more when we come back. So, stick around.
Escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vauganplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vauganplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vauganplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza. Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. Adán y Eva. Romeo y Julieta. Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
You're listening. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. Lo que escuchas, Vaughan Radio.
Hello, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. Wherever you tune in to Vaughan Radio, it's a pleasure to have you guys as students. And as I say all the time, and I mean it, I'm not the only one saying this. I can speak on behalf of all the Vaughan Radio presenters. Why? They're my friends. We've talked about you guys. It's true. What do you think? We don't talk about our students. Hey, are they, responding very well to this? Of course, we're teachers. We need to, anybody at any work, if you want to improve your work, you talk about how to improve it and things you can do. So we're always giving each other feedback, getting feedback, asking about how our things and different things are working with you guys. If you're learning, if you're excited about learning. So we talk. We're talking about you behind your back. No, I'm joking. Pero para enseñarte la expresión, to talk about somebody behind their back. All right, well, guys, what we need to do is listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. All right, and if you want to participate, well, you can do it right after we listen to it. So here we go, guys, okay? Let's turn the volume up all the way, and here we go.
Look at that baby with those cream puffs.
Okay, excuse me, but this baby would have grown up in a crowded orphanage if it wasn't for us cream puffs. And you know what? No, to all of you who judge, hear this. Love knows no race, creed, or gender. And shame on you, you small-minded, ignorant few. What?
She's got the cream puffs.
Oh.
We would like to pay for everyone's headsets.
All right, there you go, folks. I have to say, again, when I was preparing this, because I have to edit it and I turn the volume up on the audio, I was literally in tears. I think it was like 6:30 because I wake up early, as many of you know. I get up at 6 a.m., usually a little bit before 6 a.m. without an alarm clock. And I think it was like 6:30 in the morning, and I was in my office, in my studio office. ¿Ves? Los dos son en este caso. And I was just cracking up. I was rolling on the floor. I'm glad I didn't wake anybody up, but it was so funny. So I don't know if you get the humor, but again, we'll explain it afterwards. So obviously there's some humor involved if I'm saying that, right? Although it sounds like a very serious situation that's going down. Okay. Well, what did you guys get from it? Amigos on Instagram, amigos tuned in, you know, think to yourself. Remember, if you're not participating with us in real time, ask yourself these questions. You know, these are the questions you want to ask yourself. Can you sum it up? I don't think anybody has summed up what's going on in this scene. I've got a lot of people waving. Hello, wavers. Saludadores. Did I just make that word up? But I don't see too many participators. Lots of waivers, not too many participators. I don't know about that, guys. All right. Well, I think also there are some lines, algunas frases, that are obviously louder than other ones. One of the lines, it sounds like the character is saying the line under his breath. When someone says something under their breath, they say, yeah, you're a real jerk. You know, you don't really say it loud. You're like, this guy's an asshole. Este tío es un cabrón. You know, to say something under your breath. So I heard something like that. Okay, let's see. There's Debbie over here. Debbie says, at the end, the guy says something about, we want to pay for everyone's headsets. Okay, so you got the end of it. Let's just hope, Debbie, that the important or key information wasn't in the beginning. But good. That's what we got to get something. Every time we listen to it, we should get something else from it, right? But your first impression is always interesting to me because I'm always interested to hear what kind of accent you hear. I like to see also the way you guys explain things. So these people are having a fight or these people are doing this and describing different situations, which is a very good exercise to be able to do. I think there's a lot of text, but okay. Well, we'll see, guys. Remember this. You are going to hear this another two times on the show today. So you'll have two more chances to jot down this text. Okay. I think somebody recognized it already and that's good. But remember, our goal, our real objective, our aim is what? To write down what we hear. Also, as I said, we can practice summing up, summarizing things. Okay? All right, so let's move on. It's time for today's spelling bee. As always, I'm going to spell some words for you right now. I'll be spelling six words, and I want you guys to tell me what the six words are, and I'd also like you to tell me what they have in common, if you can figure that part out too. Now, the first time, I'm going to fly through it. And the second time, I'll slow down a little bit, but not too slow, just enough, okay? Let's take a look over here. A couple comments quickly before we move on to the spelling bee. Chris says, I think they are on a plane. Good observation. I think you're right, honestly. She says, I could listen to the stewardess, or I could hear more. Si es de fondo, right? I could hear the stewardess. We usually don't say that word anymore. ¿Ves por qué es bueno que pongas frases completas? We learn different things. So stewardess, we would say a flight attendant these days, or a crew member, right, would be another way as well. But a steward or a stewardess was a way we said it in the 70s. So I could hear the flight attendant and says they would like to pay for... Okay, good. So a lot of you got stuff about paying for something. Leonardo says two people talking about some papers. Okay, some papers, unos papeles. And one of them starts reading one paper and states, love is not a race. El amor no es una carrera. Shame on you. Que te dé vergüenza. Que tengas vergüenza. Shame on you. Okay, I heard that too. Pastor says, this level, I imagine, is difficult for me, but I like hear you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Poco a poco. Pastor, little by little. You know, the more you listen, that ear is just going to open up and you're going to understand more and more. So patience and keep up the exactly what you're doing, listening and trying to repeat the sounds that you hear too. Okay, good luck to you, Pastor. Okay, so here we go, guys. Spelling bee time. The first word in today's spelling bee is A-S-B-E-S-T-O-S. The second word, D-I-O-X-I-N. The third word is H-E-X-A-V-A-L-E-N-T space C-H-R-O-M-I-U-M. The fourth word is, are you ready for this one? H-A-L-O-G-E-N-A-T-E-D space C-H-L-O-R-O-F-L-U-O-R-O A-L-K-A-N-E-S. This is a real word. I'm not making it up. The fifth one. P-O-L-Y-C-H-L-O-R-I-N-A-T-E-D space B-I-P-H-E-N-Y-L-S. And the last one is R-E-D space D-Y-E. Okay, so the interesting thing here, the first one and the second one were pretty easy. The last one, I think. But the third, fourth, and fifth one, I don't even know if I know how to pronounce them. So this is going to be fun. Esto va a ser divertido. I can tell you now. These are words I don't use often. But as I said, we chose them for a reason here on the show today. We're looking at these words for a reason, okay? And let's see if anybody got them. I'll give you another 30 seconds or so, and then I'm going to repeat these words. And as always, I will slow down to a more human level, not British level. British level is blah, 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 blah. Oh, sorry, you don't understand me. Sorry. Ah, your problem, not mine. I'm going to do it more like, somebody who wants you to understand them. But I'm curious, did anybody get those? Usually somebody gets them on the first go. All right, I'm going to, this just shows you how tough it is today. Cuán difícil es. So guys, good luck. I know at least one, two, maybe three of you, maybe three. I'll bet on three. I bet three of you are going to get this. And if not, guys, remember, even if you get one or two words, hey, at least you participated. This isn't about winning. This is about participating, right? Wait, let's see over here. I'm seeing a couple mistakes over here, but not bad. A worthy effort. I think there's just one or two letters that are off. Born to Iron Man. Fantastic job. Really good. Wait. I think we got somebody who got them right over here. Almost Marta. Oof, guys. A worthy effort. Let's give them a nice round of applause because, honestly, they didn't just get one or two words. I think they got, like, most of them. Just a couple letters are off. So, Born to Iron Man and Marta. Really, guys. Excellent. Now I want you to check them when we go through them and see where you made the your mistakes because that's how we improve. But, wow. Very, very impressive that you only have one or two. Both of you only have one or two letters wrong. So that is very admirable, guys. Okay, well, let's go. Now we're going to go at normal human speed, okay? The first word is A-S-B-E-S-T-O-S. Okay? The second word is D-I-O-X-I-N. The third word is H-E-X-A-V-A-L-E-N-T space C-H-R-O-M-I-U-M. The fourth word is H-A-L-O-G-E-N-A-T-E-D space. Esta es la buena, eh? C-H-L-O-R-O-F-L-U-O-R-O-A-L-K-A-N-E-S. Okay, the fifth one. Pensaba que esa nunca iba a acabar. I thought that was never going to end. The fifth one, P-O-L-Y-C-H-L-O-R-I-N. A-T-E-D space B-I-P H-E-N Y-L-S and the sixth and final one, a little bit shorter. You can breathe a little bit. It's R-E-D space D-Y-E. All right, guys. So those are our six crazy spelling bee words that, as I said, I cannot guarantee that I'm going to spell them correctly, but I'll do my best. Haré lo que pueda. Lo que pueda. Okay, so now what were these things? These are all hazardous materials. These are all chemicals that have been banned. Okay, banned is prohibido, right? So these are all chemicals that at one time were used for something, and we realized that they were not good and what we were poisoning our people. So my question is, what happened to the trials? ¿Y las pruebas? Why didn't we know this before? you know? And we hear it all the time. We hear it with medicine. In the pharmaceutical industry, you always hear about when they have a product recall. And a recall is when they recall a product because it's faulty. Faulty es que tiene problemas. Tiene. So we've heard about it many times with cars, with, you know, even airplanes. There's an airplane that's grounded. Well, it's finally going to be ungrounded soon, but that's been on the ground, the whole model, for a year. Or more than a year now, possibly. But these, today we decided, I decided we were going to look at some chemicals. And this is a word that I've heard many of my students mispronounce. It's not chemical, because I've heard los chemical brothers. Los chemical brothers, right? It's not the chemical, it's the chemical brothers. And guys, la química, when we talk about a class, is chemistry class, or that field is chemistry, que también es la química entre personas. So you guys among each other and with me, we have good chemistry también, pero esa CH se pronuncia como una K. Now, the first one is one that I remember hearing a lot about, because where I grew up, they put this stuff everywhere. So it's called asbestos. Okay, asbestos. I think you call it amianto impuro. Amianto impuro here. Asbestos. It's basically something that was used as a fire resistant, something to protect against fire. But there was just one little problem. Well, usually it's not one little problem is the thing. Usually it's a major problem. I don't know if you guys had a big problem with this in Spain, but, or wherever you are, but in the United States, there was a lot of cleanup going on because they discovered this chemical everywhere. And it was even, if I'm not mistaken, in the World Trade Center. In fact, the World Trade Center cough, la tos del World Trade Center, the cough, is supposedly from all the stuff, all those particles that were airborne. En el aire, llevados por el aire, including asbestos. And many people have died, have developed lung cancer because of it. And many people have heard of this one, at least in the United States. And, well, the primary risk factor is it's a deadly form of cancer that you can get from inhaling this, from inhalation. And this kind of cancer is mesothelioma. I told you I'm not going to know how to pronounce everything here. Chris says, yes, you guys also had problems with asbestos. Yeah, but at one time, they were putting it on their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was like a wonder material because it was resistant to heat and fire. And they're like, well, just put it all over your... I'm just going to wear an asbestos suit to work. Why not? But these fibers were so small that they could get caught in your lungs when you breathe them in. And over time, they would give you cancer. And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, banned asbestos in 1989. And they did as best as they can. They did as best as they can. Oh, jeez. Unbelievable. Yeah, guys, yeah. Yeah, I know you guys call it amianto here. I've heard that. In the States, we call it asbestos. All right. The next one is dioxin. I'm sure this is another one that's pretty well. Now, remember, some of these have their chemical names, and then some of them have names that, for example, we don't know, but then we're like, oh, yeah, that's that stuff, you know? So dioxins. Now, what are dioxins? Well, dioxins are a byproduct. A byproduct is the resulting product. So if I mix two chemicals and make a new chemical, that's a byproduct, something that comes off of it. Let's take a look at this word, byproduct. Okay, biproducto, do you say, or no? Derivado. Consecuencia, subproducto. So dioxins, excuse me, got a frog in my throat, un pollo. And yes, there are 75 different chemicals, about 75 different chemicals in 1980 that were considered to have dioxins in them. And when they were banned in 1980. And it was used as a herbicide. A herbicide is for your grass, to protect your grass. We know this. We've heard a lot of problems with pesticides as well, having dangerous chemicals. It's also, as I said, maybe sometimes you don't know the name, but it's also an ingredient, a key ingredient in the deadly gas Agent Orange, which was used in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War. So that's pretty crazy. Also, some dioxins come from, they're byproducts of burning pulp, right, to make paper, or burning trash, basura, that can create dioxins as well. And as with asbestos, they can cause cancer as well as reproductive issues, developmental problems, and immune system damage. But you know what? I'll stop at cancer. Ya me has convencido. I don't want dioxins. Now, the problem is, guys, how many of these chemicals, this is what blew my mind when I was preparing this. How many of these chemicals are we breathing in now and having in our water? And we're going to find out in 10 years is like we shouldn't have been doing. Like, so here's my question. Is it that easy to get something approved, aprobado by the FDA? In the United States, the FDA is the organization that, supposedly approves and bans different drugs, the Food and Drug Administration. So, what happened there? Did they miss the boat over there? All right. Now the next one here goes the list now where I don't know how to pronounce them. So I'm going to try my best. So if you guys didn't spell them right, don't worry. I don't even know how to pronounce them. Okay. Hexavalent chromium. Okay. The word hex, I can tell you the word hex. We know it means, excuse me. Uh-oh. I hope there are no dioxins in the air. not a funny thing to joke about, right? So a hex is a curse or a spell. Que es interesante, que es una maldición, una algo que se llama que empieza con hex, right? But also it means six. So I imagine it's because it has six molecules, right? But H-E-X, great Halloween word over there, as Halloween is around the corner. So hexavalent chromium. I don't know about you. I don't like anything with the word chromium in it. I don't think I do. It doesn't sound good. It sounds too metally. Hexavalent chromium is our next one. Now, what is this stuff? This is, if you've seen the movie Erin Brockovich, have you guys seen this movie? You might remember this was the chemical that she found in the water. And it spurred, to spur is to provocar, right? A lawsuit. And there's another thing you'll see, una demanda, a lawsuit. There's another thing you'll see too. You'll see class action suits. My mother was involved in one with a medicine that was put out, a pill for controlling your appetite. I think it was called Fen-Phen. And they realized that it should have never been. I remember my mom, this is crazy. It was like speed. Era como, you know, taking PCP. And I remember my mom vacuuming at 3 o'clock in the morning, pasando la aspiradora. I'm like, is this woman nuts? What's going on here? And it was because she was taking a drug that was approved. It was damaging her personality, at least. And God knows what it was doing to her liver. So again, my mom was involved. She didn't get very much because usually with a class action suit, maybe you get less, but you also pool your money together, so you get one lawyer, one, you know. Hexavalent chromium is this one. And it was banned in 1990, again, because it can cause cancer. And it was used as a paint for many cars. So imagine how many times you were, you know, putting your mouth on your parents' car when you were a kid. Well, if you did that, maybe you have other problems. but it basically creates a hard metal coating. A coat es un abrigo, pero a coating es una capa. Piénsalo, es un abrigo para eso, right? So, for cars, boats, planes, you know, things like that, vehicles. And it was also used in cooling towers. So just that word there scares me too. Cooling towers. I think of where Homer Simpson works, and those are cooling towers. powers. All right, now here's the one. Are you ready for this one? Fully halogenated chlorofluoroalkanes. I'm gonna do it right. Ready? So fully halogenated chlorofluoroalkanes. Hey, es lo que pone, eh? That's what it says there. So what is this? Translated. Can somebody translate this for me? Because I don't even know what the heck this is over here. All right. Well, obviously this is, something that was banned as well. And these chemicals were in aerosol sprays, you know, that's spray paint or hairspray, until we realized they were depleting the ozone layer. So again, what happened? Was there no oversight? This is a great word. Oversight means, was nobody supervising here? I mean, aren't there processes here? So oversight, descuido, omisión, oversight. I don't know. Maybe they were paid. You know, the only thing that's making me think is what's going on here is this is a conspiracy. I hate to say this, but I think people were told to look paid, not told. People were paid to look the other way. No, a la gente les pagaron para hacer la vista gorda, to look the other way. Or another way to say it, to turn a blind eye, to turn a blind eye. Great expressions. Because if not, I can't explain this, you know. The next one is polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, they're called, which is great. At least there they had some mercy on us and said, listen, nobody's going to know how to pronounce this. Why don't we just call them PCBs and just, you know, get it over with. And so the PCBs were banned by the EPA in 1978 because they are toxic to humans, animals, and some plants. Oh, good. Well, good for those plants that are immune to it, you know. And, these also caused cancer in mice and rats. And it was mostly used, these PCBs were mostly used in electrical equipment, like transformers, hydraulics, fire retardants. So, what's better, the cure or the, you know, the affliction here? Would you rather burn if your house catches fire, or would you rather be breathing in cancerous fibers all day? Really? Those are our decisions we have to make? Oh, my God. All right. Well, guys, right now we have to go to our second commercial break. But don't worry, because we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So stick around.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing?